well today. Let me talk about something less controversial than, you know, everything. How about science and religion? They're not mutually exclusive. Evolution happened. It happens, will continue to happen. It takes place over long, long periods of time. It's science. God is the creator of the universe. God created, creates, and will continue to create. It's religion. Science and religion have coexisted for as long as people have been thinking. They are not at odds. Science is not attacking religion. Religion is not attacking science. I know not everyone agrees. People attack religion. People attack science. But science and religion, they get along just fine. You know, the church isn't supposed to be in attack mode. We are called to love. We are called to work together for the common good. We are called to be advocates for the marginalized, the oppressed, the poor, the powerless, the forgotten. We are called to speak the truth to power and to stand up in the face of evil. And also, you know what? We can be religious and sciencey at the same time. We can be kind and prophetic at the same time. We cannot know it all. We can appreciate mystery. Like this business of the Trinity. Today's Trinity Sunday. One God experienced in three describable ways to humanity. Three equals one. So what is it? Well, the Trinity is a mystery and a way to attempt to describe something that isn't fully understandable. What isn't it? A litmus test. Hey, look, we're different. We have different ideas. We have different experiences. We have different beliefs. We have different preferences. I like it this way. I don't like it that way. And I know all of us have this is the right way to do things notions that we cling to like Velcro infused with rubber cement. People are willing to make just about any idea into the one they're willing to make the center point for battle. Some are worth it, but some aren't. Creation versus evolution is not, please. Why do people still cling to that? You want to cling to something? Make it about human rights, right? Make it about treating people, especially those who have been historically marginalized, with respect and dignity. Make it about being a people of extravagant welcome. Make it about taking Jesus' commands to love God and each other seriously. Let's put that into practice. This week, any week, how about being involved with or supporting some of the ways our graduates have worked to serve during their high school years? How about some of these? Feed My Starving Children, Food Pantry Collections, Ray Graham Association, writing letters of support to the troops, calling senior citizens at a local senior center just to check in, PADS, March for Our Lives, Advocacy for Native American Peoples, Black Lives Matter. We are a caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. Let us work together for the common good. Amen.